AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, with world leaders in Munich, says the world is probably a more dangerous place now than during the Cold War, concerned a misstep during the standoff with Russia could lead to unintended military action.
I am deeply concerned about heightened tensions and increased speculation about a military conflict in Europe. I still think it will not happen, but if it did, it would be catastrophic.
Today, a separatist leader in eastern Ukraine says women and children are being evacuated into Russia amid a spike in shelling. Western leaders keep warning that Moscow could use that activity as a pretext for an invasion. The Russian military has also announced it will launch nuclear drills this weekend. In Ottawa, police are moving in on that protester encampment against COVID vaccine mandates. Arrests are being made. California Governor Gavin Newsom's outlined his plan to change the response to COVID-19 from pandemic to endemic, stockpiling masks and vaccine doses in the event of another flare-up.
We have their back, we're going to keep them safe, and we're going to stay on top of this.
In Washington, lawmakers have headed off a government shutdown. Our Mike Gracia reports.
A temporary measure was designed to give bipartisan bargainers more time to reach agreement on a package to finance federal agencies until fall. Although all sides agreed an election year shutdown would be politically damaging, conservatives forced votes on amendments, including vaccine mandates. They were defeated along mostly party lines.
Sources say a Texas grand jury has indicted 19 Austin police officers on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for their actions during the 2020 racial injustice protests. Canada wins bronze in Olympic curling, beating out American John Schuster. This is AP News. There's another investigation into some Tesla vehicles, this time over false braking.
Over 350 owners have complained about phantom braking on Tesla's Models 3 and Y. No crashes or injuries have been reported, but it's led to an investigation by U.S. regulators, so far involving an estimated 416,000 cars from 2021 and 2022. The vehicles have driver assist features for automatic braking and staying within lanes. Documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say the vehicles can unexpectedly brake at highway speeds for no reason, and owners say they fear getting caught in a rear-end crash. Jennifer King, Washington.
Lawyers for Prince Harry say the British royal's unwilling to bring his children to his homeland because he feels it's not safe. Harry's launched a legal challenge to the UK government's refusal to let him personally pay for police protection when he comes to Britain. A preliminary hearing was held today. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.